Hi, Gloria Moraga here. Movie Monday. Let's watch some movies. First off, Goldfinch. Oh my God. This was just great. I loved this so much. Great acting, great story. The story is a little boy gets in trouble at school and his mom has to come and pick him up. Now, it's key. He didn't do it. He was framed. But also, his whole life, he blames himself for getting into trouble, even though he didn't do it. His mom picks him up from school. They're very, very close. They go to the museum, and they're there, and they have an experience there. Something bad happens, and it changes the boy's life forever. And of course, he blames himself the whole time, because they wouldn't have been there. He would have been in school if he hadn't gotten in trouble. But he didn't get in trouble. It wasn't his fault. So it's just a fabulous movie. Great acting. So many good people. Nicole Kidman plays a key role, but one of the people who really steals the movie, or almost steals the movie, is Sarah Paulson. She plays a small part, but boy, is she great. So I highly recommend it. Goldfinch. Don't miss it. I saw it on Prime, but you can pick it up other places. Okay, the next one is Paradise Hills. Now, here, I have to say, Paradise Hills is not for everybody. Also, to be honest, I was watching it, and a couple of times, I wanted to stop. It's like, oh, no, I don't know if I can take this much longer. But I was glad that I stuck it out, and I really liked it overall. It's kind of artsy-fartsy, avant-garde. The story's good. It's about a woman, a young woman, whose mother's trying to marry her off to this rich guy. And she's very outspoken. She's very woman's liber. And there's no way she's going to marry this guy. And she wakes up one morning and she's on this island, Paradise Hills. She doesn't know how she got there. And there are other women there. They're going to be reprogrammed, like I kind of go through this brainwashing thing. And for a time I'm thinking, well, you know, it's like Clockwork Orange, but then I'm also thinking it's kind of like Stepford Wives. Ira Levin wrote Stepford Wives. It's a horrible sci-fi thriller, but it's not. It is, but it isn't. And it's just really great. I think you'll enjoy it. Stick with it. I liked it. I really like the way it ends. Ophelia. Oh my gosh. Who doesn't love Shakespeare? I love Shakespeare. And who doesn't love Daisy Ridley? Daisy Ridley, star of the last three Star Wars. Frankly, she's the reason that I kept coming back and watching them. She's just amazingly wonderful. And she's amazingly wonderful in Ophelia. It's on Showtime. I saw it on Showtime. She's kind of looks different. She kind of looks kind of washed out a little bit, kind of like a redhead or something. And I wasn't crazy about the look, but I'm crazy about the movie Ophelia. Now, Ophelia, in case you don't know, was the girlfriend. She was the woman that Hamlet loved, Shakespeare's Hamlet, the greatest part ever written in the history of mankind, history of the written word. But in this film, Ophelia tells the story, and it's her story, and it's fabulous. There's twists and turns, and it's just exactly like Shakespeare would have wanted. Daisy Ridley, Ophelia, saw it on Showtime. Watch it. You'll love it if you love film. Wanted to talk a little bit about Seberg. Seberg was released last year, but I saw it. It's on Prime now, and you can pick it up other places, but it stars Kristen Stewart. Remember Kristen Stewart? I kind of slammed her last week. Well, now I know this is where she got her hairdo when she was in last week's movie. She got it for this film, and it's a film about Jean Seberg, who is this just startlingly beautiful actress from the 1960s. She was born here in the United States, but she went to France and became a big movie star in France. And then she came back to the United States, and she was kind of a civil rights, very equal rights for all and she actually started contributing to the Black Panthers and other civil rights type movements. She became the focus of an FBI investigation, like the worst kind of FBI investigations, and that nasty, nasty head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, targeted her, and they tormented her. And it's just a shock that our tax dollars are being used, were being used, to do this to Americans. So it's a civil rights movie about that whole era, but told via Seberg. It's really good. It's really, really good. I highly recommend it. So I'm watching two series on Apple TV. One is Defending Jacob. I won't say much about it because it's still ongoing. And the other is The Morning Show. Really extremely disappointed in both. One, because Defending Jacob, there seems to be some sort of a lapse in the writing or something. It's like you're watching it and it's like, why are they doing that? And why is she doing that? I love murder mysteries and I love these kinds of thrillers. And it stars Chris Evans and that really wonderful Michelle Dockery from Downton Abbey. She's great. It's great to see her in like regular clothes. She's just beautiful and she's just a great actress. So they're fascinating to watch because who doesn't want to watch Chris Evans? I mean, I do. The other one on Apple Plus is The Morning Show, and it's a limited series. Stars Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. I watched like maybe 3-4 of the episodes and then just gave up because, as my father would say, it's stupid, man. And how do you feel empathy or get involved with characters that are on morning network television? I mean, characters who get paid an obscene amount of money for doing so very little. You know, yes, we talk about the importance of journalism. That's not this, okay? It's not this. I wanted to start streaming on Apple TV so that I could watch this, and it's like, wow, what a waste. Wanted to mention The Joker. The Joker, every Saturday, I look forward to HBO releasing a new movie. And when I was channel surfing, I saw that this Saturday, this last Saturday, was The Joker. Bummer. I'm not going to watch it because, for that very reason, it's a bummer. And the last thing we need right now is a bummer. The acting's really great. Joaquin Phoenix is great. It's like great acting. But it's so dark. It's all the things that happened that made the Joker the Joker. But then he's transformed and he becomes the Joker. And then it ends. There's something missing. I just don't want to watch another Debbie Downer movie right now. I saw it in the theater with my daughter. We looked at each other after it was over and it's like, oh, well, yeah. And like kind of halfway through, it's like, I hope there's going to be more than this because just seeing how miserable this guy is, if I want to see somebody miserable, I can just go home and look in the mirror. I don't need to come to the movies and spend a fortune. All right. Want to do two classic movies that I highly recommend and where I'm watching them. Crackle. Have you ever watched anything on Crackle? I love Crackle. Crackle. I don't know. I bought one of my streaming devices and there was Crackle. And it's like, let me check this out. Whoa. I love Crackle. Just a few minutes ago, I watched Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the original one. And it's like, where do you get these movies? Crackle. Okay, the one that I saw that I want to recommend is Sabrina. No, not Sabrina the Teen Witch, but Sabrina with Audrey Hepburn, Humphrey Bogart, and William Holden. And William Holden is a hunk. I mean, he is a hunk. And he is blonde in this movie, which is not his original hair color. But boy, he's good. And it is funny. And it's just a romance, love story. And when I was a young woman, I watched it and I said, why would Audrey Hepburn want Humphrey Bogart instead of William Holden? And of course, as I got older, it's like, okay, I understand why Audrey Hepburn wanted Humphrey Bogart instead of William Holden. So see, ladies, you do get smarter as you get older. And the other one that I wanted to recommend that's on Crackle is called A Lonely Place, and it stars Humphrey Bogart as well. Critics at the time said that this was Bogey's best role ever. I'm not sure about that because I've loved him in so many other things. He just is great in this, and it's a great story. It's kind of noir. He plays a screenwriter with a really hot temper. You watch him through the film go mad. He just becomes a freaking psycho, and he's really good. I'm Gloria Moraga. It's Movie Monday. Let's watch a movie.